Some might say I don't even know much, but I do know this. Life is too short for cheap toilet paper.
That's definitely a splurge in our house.
Yeah. Gotta get the good stuff.
Is that the splurge you're talking about? Our question today, National Splurge Day. What is something you splurge on and don't feel guilty about?
Yeah, I never feel guilty about getting, you know, butt blankets. Because quality toilet paper is just going to happen. I would not revisit a hotel if it had really bad toilet paper. Like, I wouldn't go there again.
Like, everything else was just fantastic?
Yes. Like, if you don't like my butt that much, just don't invite me, okay?
I'm not even sure what to say to that.
So, there you go.
Fantastic hotel. All-inclusive resort.
Oh, yeah.
Food's great. Drinks are great.
Cheap toilet paper, it's out.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I go over to your house, oh, I'm judging you.
Huh.
Yeah. That's a thing for me.
Interesting.
Yeah. I will absolutely splurge every time to get the good stuff.
Don't care if you're hungry.
Listen. I can survive on not a whole lot. That's basically my diet now, you know. But I'm going to have decent toilet paper.
Sorry, kid. No dinner for you. My butt needs 3-ply.
You enjoy that bread and water. Are you ready for some headlines?
Sure.
Because I searched the entire internet, like top to bottom. Took me all morning, Sarah. But I found today's headlines.
Every day. Such an effort.
It really is. It's monumental. You're welcome, world. Woman sues for being paid to do nothing. I mentioned that a minute ago. I kind of get it. I kind of understand her feelings behind this, and we'll get into that story a little bit later. But still, I'm like, but are you upset about being paid? I mean, I get it, but no. Snake spurs evacuation of Hong Kong commuter train.
I understand.
Yeah, we're going to have to burn the train down. Just build another one.
The train? I say the whole transit system.
Yeah? Tracks and all. Start over.
Yep.
Woman refuses to return lost dog after owner is found. Says she fell in love with the thing.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to talk about this later, too. Japanese supermarket tests ultra-slow checkout. You heard me right. Ultra-slow checkout. Woman spots two ghosts in eerie vacation photo from 19 years ago. Did you click on it and look at the picture, too?
No, I did not.
I did. It suckered me in.
Did you see ghosts?
I remember my first Photoshop.
Ah.
Who knows? At this point, we got the government talking about aliens. I don't know.
I think anything's possible.
Husband claims he got STD through dirty towels.
Mm-hmm. Newsflash for his wife. That's not true.
That's basically what the whole world replied to her on her Reddit post. Uh-huh. 23 sets of twins graduate from a single Massachusetts school, middle school. Woman asked to bring rental to get an oil change?
I saw this. Yeah. I was like, what?
I think we're going to talk about that, and it came from the net, because that's ridiculous. And then prepare thyself. It is time for Florida Man headlines. Florida man accused of stealing cheese and bug spray in $400 Walmart heist. Cheese and bug spray.
It's a picnic. I mean, come on.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, it's a picnic. The cheese was for the burgers. He stole those from another store.
Obviously, you need the bug spray. Otherwise, you might be carried off.
Exactly.
Failure to use turn signal leads to Florida man's drug possession arrest. Another reason you guys need to figure out how to use your turn signals.
That stick on the side of your steering column there.
You mean that does something?
Yeah, I know.
Florida man accused of DUI, hit and run, punching a maintenance worker, then headbutting an officer. Wow. Just kept going. with that one. And then finally, ex-con back behind bars following domestic incident over honey bun.
Did they throw the honey bun, though?
No, that's they smacked somebody because they ate the honey bun. Yeah, don't be that guy. All right, so let's talk about this story out of Japan. Now, most companies are always looking to speed up the checkout process, right? They want to get you in the store, get your money, and get you out of the store as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Well, I like that thought too, right? I mean, you kind of want to get it in and out of there yourself.
You know, I would say in most places, yes, but not always. But this is a little bit different concept that they're testing out here. There's this store, this Japanese supermarket, is testing a slower process.
Okay.
They're testing a lane specifically for the elderly and disabled. However, they have found that the line has been popular for more than just elderly and disabled people. So, what is it? A lane where you can, you know, count your money out without feeling like, I gotta go. Or maybe you're writing out a check like it's 1834. You can bag groceries at your own pace. You can chat with the cashiers. You can apparently spend up to 20 minutes at the register asking about promotions and payment options and products.
I would never be able to stand in that line.
Now, 20 minutes seems that's really excessive to me.
Nope.
All right, so let's get to it. Boneheads of the day, in an effort to make us all feel a little bit smarter, a little bit better about being us, we start with an 18-year-old woman named Samaya Thomas, and she was supposed to have a first date on Sunday with a guy that she's been chatting with on a dating app online. She said they'd been chatting for just over a week. But at the last minute, Samaya decided she didn't want to meet with him. So, did she just tell the poor guy, sorry, I've changed my mind? No. What she did do, Sarah, was she called 911.
Oh, bad choice.
What was the emergency here? Your embarrassment is not an emergency. I'm sorry. She then told this story to the cops. She told cops that her abusive ex-boyfriend was outside and that he threatened to hit her and punch her and kick her and stab her. She also claimed to be pregnant with his child. So the guy that she was supposed to go out with was actually leaving the scene when the cops got there. They detained this man on his way out, and he was like, no, bro, look. Showed them the messages on his phone, which proved that Samaya was making it all up and lying. She eventually admitted that she made it all up after she got cold feet and didn't want to meet him anymore. She's now facing two misdemeanor charges for placing a false 911 call and filing a false report. Come on.
Not cool.
Yeah, embarrassment, not a reason to call the emergency hotline there.